Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and I, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, everybody, get your head right. It is a Thursday with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. I'm half of Ben and Woods. Ben will be here shortly. Joined, as usual, on my right by our assistant producer, Alex Perlin, a.k.a. The Hammer.
Thank you for the full name.
Formerly The Hebrew Hammer.
I'm still the Hebrew Hammer.
You are still...
It's like a nickname for the nickname. Like, Alex is short for Alexander, Hammer is short for Hebrew Hammer.
Why don't you tell everybody what your license plate says that I just noticed for the first time the other day?
Big Alex, two G's for B-I-G-G and then A-L-X, because the E, it's kind of irrelevant at that point.
He's like a cartoon. You're like a cartoon.
Tell me that license plate doesn't match the car, though. I got a bright yellow 2006 Dodge Charger SRT, Hemi engine. If you don't believe me, check the top of the car. It literally says Hemi on
it.
It's awesome. I literally have to have a license plate that says Big Alex.
I mean, I could have a license plate Hammer that said 12 inches, but that doesn't, just because it says Hemi on your car doesn't mean it's true. People do stuff like that.
I'll open it up and let you know.
I don't really care at the end of the day. But I did. I was driving the other day. Hammer was behind me. And he got in front of me. And I go, oh, he's got a license plate that says Big Alex.
I don't like the numbers in the random order that they're in, so I might as well just get a customized one.
Okay. How about Hammer?
That's definitely taken. You got to get a unique one. And
how about Duh Hammer? H-M-R. Duh, it's more you. Duh Hammer.
Nah, because I could get kind of like Hummer, and I do not want that confusion.
That is fair. I find it funny that you and the co-host that used to be here both own yellow cars with
bright yellow
personalized license plate.
Yeah, I would like to think that I had mine first, but you never know.
Yeah, I just think be careful before you head down that path.
You know what? Me and him, we kind of had some similarities, and that wasn't the worst one that we had, if you want to actually compare all of them.
We're off to a good start this morning. We're also joined by Thomas Andrews, who's filling in for our executive producer, Paul Reindel. Thomas did a great job yesterday. Much appreciated. I know it's hard to get up this time of day. How did you enjoy yesterday? I know we had a meeting yesterday, so we had to come back, but how did you enjoy yesterday when it was 9 o'clock and we were pretty much done for the day?
It was actually a pretty cool feeling, and it was something I'm looking forward to today.
Yeah.
I was thinking, I was like, man, got two sporting events tonight. Normally, Gwen and Chris, we go till about 5 tonight, but it's like now I get to be home and get to watch the start of baseball and football comfortably. Don't have to scramble to get home, and it's going to be nice.
I'm telling you, the whole day is glorious. Like, every place you go, there's no lines.
Yeah,
you can go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. You don't have to wait for anybody. In-N-Out opens at 10:30. First one there.
Yeah.
It's the greatest day.
Well, yeah, it really is.
After the meeting, it was like 11:40, and I kind of didn't know what to do with myself when I got home.
Yeah.
I kind of was like, well, do I want to go try and get a workout in or just go for a walk, just get stuff done for the day, and then I can be lazy the rest of the day and feel accomplished because I either got my steps in for the day and just – felt accomplished. It was kind of a nice feeling.
It is. And I've done, since I've been on air and radio, I've done mornings. And while it is, it can be the most challenging shift, it is also the most rewarding shift because you are done. And you do, I'm not going to lie, you typically do get a little extra special treatment because you do the morning show. I think a little less is expected of you, which is perfect for what I'm looking for. Expect less from me, and I'll deliver more. Don't expect more from me.
I love that.
I'll deliver more. 100%, Hammer. And I think that's fine.
That's a shirt.
That is. Expect less, deliver more. And I just think that Once you're up, for me at least, once I'm up, I'm up. So it sucks getting up. Honest to God, on my mother, the first word out of my mouth every day is the F word.
Oh,
straight
yeah.
up. When that alarm goes off, the first word, I go, F. And then I'll look at my alarm. I'll hit snooze once, and it goes off again. I go, F. And then I slowly get out of bed. Once I get to the shower, I'm good. I get that cup of coffee going. Now I'm great. I get to work, and now feel great. Like, I'm ready to jam, and I look at the clock, and I'm like, all right, you got 3 hours and 54 minutes, and you're done for the day. And it feels so good, and especially on a Friday. People have always asked, okay, would you ever do the afternoon shift? And I'm like, I think I would do middays. Middays is decent. You sleep in, right? And you're still home before the big traffic rush. But afternoons, I just don't think I could do it. You're waiting all day to go to work. You're just sitting there like, hey, this is cool. And like, I could sleep in and I got a workout in. And then you're like, I'm just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting to go in and work at like 3 to 7. I just don't think I could do it.
I would actually just completely flip out my schedule to make it to the point where when I woke up, it was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I would go to work.
Go straight to work.
Because I'm addicted to the feeling of waking up and going to work and just being able to just do my things that I got to do right when I wake up.
I hear you. I hear you very much. So again, Thomas, great job filling in for Paul yesterday. We went and saw Paul. We had a little break yesterday. So we go up to the hospital, Ben and I did, and our boss Adam actually came a little bit later. But we went to, it is the new Kaiser Permanente Hospital, and it's right off Claremont Mesa, I believe. Pretty close to the station, a couple exits down. You guys, this was like the Aria Hotel in Vegas. It was unbelievable. You walk down the stairs, there's glowing lights that are implanted in the sidewalk that it's, you feel like, oh, cool. I'm on my way to a Vegas pool party. And you walk in, but you're going into a hospital. Then you walk up to the room. You walk in the room. There's an 80-inch flat screen embedded in the wall. Like, it's almost like a touch screen, it looks like. It's not jutting out whatsoever. It's not hanging from anything. Paul's in the bed. He's feeling good. You can go through on the screen. You can order your meals from the television with the remote control. You can watch. They had 100 movies he could choose from. So Ben and I were actually talking. As we were walking in, I go, I'd like to be here. Not dying, not really jacked up. And so we were like racking our brains. What would be the best way to get into Kaiser Permanente Hospital for, let's call it a 4-day break? Where, by the way, no one could come visit you. You were by yourself with that television in that comfortable bed, getting pumped full of the good stuff that they got there and just feeling good. But, you know, you don't want to be in there with a broken limb. You don't want to be in pain. Ben's like, what if there was some weird disease that you had no symptoms, but you had to be quarantined? I said, I'm all in. I don't want to be in there with like a head injury or anything like that. So like what? What would you... How do I get into the hospital basically for 4 days and everybody can leave me alone?
I would want like a really contagious rash on my left arm, my left, because I could not use it. And then I could just complain like, you can do whatever you need to do with my left arm, but if I can just sit there and do everything else with my right side of my body.
Yeah. Use the remote.
Yeah.
Do other things.
Rash, maybe contagious, so no one else can really hang out with me besides a doctor in this like big
hazmat suit.
Yeah, like he's some guy in Breaking Bad.
All right, but here's the deal. With a rash, it's going to itch, and it's going to be annoying. And I think if you're lying there with a rash, you're going to be like, oh, God, this sucks.
It's not that type of rash.
So what about like some, you go on some vacation, and you come back, and they're like, hey, there was an outbreak of this there. You may or may not feel symptoms, but we have to quarantine you. I think the goal of every married man with kids is to be quarantined in a hospital like that for at least 5 days at some point.
I don't really know what quarantine means.
Oh, man.
So
quarantine means we have to take you and put you in a room and no one else can come in contact with you because we don't want them to be susceptible to the disease that you have or may have.
It's like the emails we get when someone gets sick. They just tell you, don't come to work.
Don't come to work.
Because you come in, you're going to talk on that mic right there. Now, Coach and Braden come in the afternoon. They use the same mic.
Yeah, they grab it. They get your germs. I mean, radio stations in general are absolute cesspools. They're disgusting. We have wipes in here. You saw me wipe down my area yesterday after. I'm trying to keep it clean. This is that time of year. It's flu season. Do you guys do the flu shot bit?
Yeah.
You do get yours? Do you get yours? No. A hammer dozen? I really don't either.
I thought the flu shot actually gives you the flu, right?
It's a small dose. Right.
I don't
small
get that.
Dose.
And you end up always getting a little bit of sick.
Yeah. Can't trust it.
Can't trust it. Can't trust it. So Paul's doing great. Not sure when he's going to be back. He's in a lot of pain. It's like in his midsection where they did the surgery. He's sore, you know, but he looks great, man. The coloring was back. I'm so happy for him because it was such a weight on him. His issues and frankly, you know, it's tough. We were kind of in that mode of like, is tonight going to be the night that Paul, because he would call me all the time. He's like, dude, I'm going to be running a little late. I've been up all night. I've been throwing up, been sick to my stomach. So hopefully he starts feeling better and he'll be back on his game in no time. But Thomas, we really appreciate you filling in. I know it's not easy, but it is beneficial when 9 o'clock strikes and you are done for the day and it's off to. Does your girlfriend work?
Yeah, she's a full-time nanny.
Oh, yeah.
So she's
house to yourself.
So yeah. You got the whole spot to yourself.
Me and the two cats.
You and the two cats. That's exactly right, man. That is perfect. So continue to hold a good thought for Paulie as he's doing much, much better. They were taking good care of him yesterday, and I can't get it out of my mind how wonderful that hospital room was. Yesterday, it was so clean.
What'd the pool look like?
The pool's amazing. It was bumping, bump bottle service, cabanas, the whole thing. It was bumping out there at Kaiser Permanente off Claremont Mesa yesterday. But I have a feeling that when he gets his bill, I can't even imagine. Like I can't.
It's gonna be like a bill.
It's gonna be $50,000. You guys are too young to have seen Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Yeah, no idea what you're talking about.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
He goes and checks in the nicest hotel in Beverly Hills. I mean, he gets the bill at the end. It's like 40 grand. And luckily, somebody picks up the tab. Paul is really hoping that somebody picks up the tab for that hotel. Hotel. I keep saying hotel.
Hospital. Looks like a hotel.
It looks like a hotel. It's nicer than 90% of the hotels I've ever stayed in my life. So we will wait to get an update on him. I can't imagine he'll be back tomorrow. I would assume next week at some point. So, you know, listen, don't rush, Paulie, if you're up and you're listening. We're fine. Business is being handled. And speaking of business being handled, the Padres, it seems, are very, very close to finding their next manager. And I've heard a lot of rumors. We'll try to shed some light on those today. But again, this is great. I love this. When there's the potential of a new guy coming to town, the management there, they do their due diligence. They're on the phone. They're getting every bit of dirt they can try to find on a guy. And that's what we do as broadcasters, too. So we reach out to the people that we know that may have worked with Ron Washington, and that's what we did. And that's exactly what Coach did yesterday. Here's another voice from my youth. Growing up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Eric Nadel is a legend in baseball radio in Texas, man. He's been calling Ranger games for as long as I can remember. He was on with Coach Quintera, and he's going to weigh in on Jace Tingler and Ron Washington. I didn't hear this yesterday. I'm really excited to hear this. We're going to play this for you next. It's our 97.3 The Fan Spotlight. Happy Thursday morning. Thanks for getting up early with us. We will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.3 The Fan. It is Ben and Woods. Happy Thursday morning to you, Tier 1 listeners. You're up early. You're listening to our beloved Friar Phil. Always up, always listening, always tweeting. That's what makes you a Tier 1, and that's what makes us very happy. We really appreciate that, that you guys get up early. We got a great show planned for you today. Going to be talking a lot of baseball, a lot of football, you know, the usual. Try to have some laughs, have some fun, poke some fun at Hammer. That's kind of what we do on a daily basis here on the Ben and Wood Show. We're into having fun. We don't take ourselves too seriously. A lot of shows in town, a lot of sports shows in town really take themselves seriously. That's not us. We like to have fun. And, you know, that's I'm into that. Sorry. I like to laugh and have fun with my friends. I'm not breaking down the 3-4 defense and its benefits and its inconsistencies. All right? We like to have fun. We like to make fun of Ben. We like to make fun of Hammer. Thomas and I, we're scot-free. You can't make fun of us for anything. This is great, man. Eric Nadel has been a voice in my head since I was a little kid and has been a broadcaster in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for a long time. And I'm actually kicking myself that I didn't think to get Eric Nadel on the phone. Coach did. I am. I'm like, I'm actually a little jealous. Why didn't I think of Eric Nadel? He was the radio guy. Josh Lewin, who we all know, if you were a Charger fan, Josh Lewin was the TV guy. I've been lucky everywhere I've been to have some of the best in the business. And Coach talked to Eric Nadel about Ron Washington and Jace Tingler, the two finalists for the Padres manager job. A lot of rumors going around about it, and this is what they said. Can't wait to hear this. This is the 97.3 The Fan Spotlight with Eric Nadel.
But right now, we've been waiting for this guy. We were hoping, but he was on vacation last week, so went to Colorado, I believe, a big music lover, but one of the outstanding play-by-play men in Major League Baseball. We welcome longtime voice of the Texas Rangers, Eric Nadel, to the program. Eric, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm still on vacation in Colorado, but at least I'm reachable by phone now.
Well, hey, we appreciate that. I understand you're a big music guy. What's your favorite style of music?
Oh, I'm mostly indie bands and singer-songwriters. I'd say my favorite right now probably is a woman named Daphne Willis. She's got 6 or 7 CDs out, and a guy from the Dallas-Fort Worth area who goes by the name of E.B. the Younger, who just put an album out. Those are the two I've been listening to the most of late.
Oh, that's great. Great stuff. And we appreciate you taking time on your vacation. You know, we're talking a lot about Ron Washington, a lot about Jace Tingler. It came out earlier today that they're actually the two finalists for the job here in San Diego. And I've been saying, Eric, that, you know, I think since Jace Tingler, you know, doesn't have a lot of a coaching experience at the big league level. He has been on the staff, I know, a couple of different times there with the Rangers. I'm thinking, you know, maybe they hire Ron Washington as the manager, Jace Tingler as the bench coach, and then, you know, down the road, as Wash gets a little bit older, maybe they, you know, move him out and bring Tingler in as a manager if everything's going in the right direction. But let's start with Jace Tingler. You know him pretty well. He's been with the organization for 13 years. What does he bring to the table as a baseball man and as a person?
Well, he's really intelligent. He's very open-minded. He also relates extremely well to the players. I think he's a good combination of old-time baseball guy with a guy who will use all of the new analytic information available to him. The drawback, of course, you know, is that he hasn't managed very much, and when he has, it's just been at a very low level. He is managing now in the Dominican Winter League. And that is that's a bit of a challenge, and it's a good thing for him. He does speak Spanish, and I think that's a big plus on his side as well.
You saw him in a variety of different roles. You mentioned, I know he managed down in the minor leagues. He managed a couple of years in the Dominican and won the league championship both years. Then they moved him to the Arizona Summer League for rookies. He won that. So he's been a minor league manager at the lower levels for 3 years. He won 3 championships. You can't do any better than that.
I guess not. You know, and I don't know how it relates to managing in the major leagues. You know, I never worked in minor league baseball, so I really can't tell you, you know, what the fine points would be in the difference between the two. But, you know, to me, the single most important thing that a manager does right now at the major league level is have his players in the right frame of mind. And that used to just mean be relaxed, so that they can perform at their best each time they step on the field. But I think that's been expanded now to mean have them in the right frame of mind, not only to go out and be relaxed and play as best they can, but also to be able to sell all of the new information that the coaching staffs are constantly trying to sell to the players now regarding, you know, at-bats and how they should approach them, pitchers, you know, the repertoire and the sequencing, the actual mechanics of the swing. You know, there's a lot to convince players to absorb and use now, which wasn't the case, you know, even 5 years ago, even the last time Ron Washington was the manager, there wasn't nearly as much information as there is available right now. I think Jace is very good at both understanding that information and getting it across to players.
We're visiting with Eric Nadel, longtime voice of the Texas Rangers, nice enough to join us today here on 97.3 The Fan. When did you think Jace Tingler was managerial material? Because I'll be honest with you, I had never heard his name until last Tuesday, and I had to go back and, you know, look him up and look at his resume, and he's got a good resume. He just hadn't done a lot at the big league level coaching-wise.
Well, you know, he was a candidate for the Ranger job, which went to Chris Woodward. And I think at that time, all of us in the Dallas-Fort Worth media started thinking that Jace is a legitimate managerial candidate, that if the Rangers, who know him better than any other organization, are willing to consider him for their managerial job, you know, then clearly he's somebody that other teams would look at as well. And also, I think the fact that he worked this year with Chris Woodward is a tremendous help to him. I think the Rangers made an amazing choice when they selected Woodward. I think he's the perfect combination of all the qualities you want in a manager. And I would imagine that Jace Tingler learned an amazing amount from Woodward, even though this was Woodward's first year as a major league manager. He had been on Dave Roberts' coaching staff for a few years with the Dodgers.
Eric, let's jump over to Ron Washington. And, you know, I know Ron Washington's resume on the field has been absolutely incredible. I know what he's done with the young players up there in Oakland. I know what he did there in Texas. I've seen what he's done with the young kids there in Atlanta. But the one thing that kind of pops up, and I even put it out on a tweet the other night, you know, he made a couple of mistakes off the field, you know, personal issues, and he addressed those. You know, I think, you know, he's onward and upward and kept himself clean as far as I know. And, you know, people nowadays, they always want to bring that up. But talk about Ron Washington, not so much right now as a manager, but Ron Washington is a man.
Yeah, I'm really not objective on this because I love this man. He's one of the greatest people I've ever met. And I know he's had some brushes with infamy off the field, but, you know, they weren't things that are really shameful in the manner of the day, to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And they are things that he both owned up to, and I think he's gone a long way toward making people forget those things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say any of them were terribly scandalous. He is a guy who players want to play for more than any manager who I have ever seen. Players simply want to go through a wall for him because of the way he has their backs, the way he cares about them, and the way he makes the extra effort to teach them, you know, as he did with those young guys in Oakland on the coaching staff, you know, basically turning Marcus Semien from the worst shortstop in the league to pretty much the best shortstop in the league. You know, his abilities in that way, I think, are unparalleled. And, you know, again, when you talk about having the team in the right frame of mind to go out and play any particular game, I can't imagine there's any better manager than Ron Washington.
We're visiting with Eric Nadel, longtime voice of the Texas Rangers, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. How about as far as just Ron Washington dealing with his pitching staff? Is he a good handler of pitchers? I know for a long time Mike Maddox was there as the pitching coach. Does he need a pitching coach? Or your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he pretty much handed the pitching over to Mike Maddox. And I would imagine he would do the same thing if he were to get the Padres job. You know, he doesn't consider himself an expert on pitching, and he lets the pitching coach do it. The pitching coach has a lot of input into all the decisions that are made in-game. And I think that that would extend to other aspects of the game now in terms of defensive positioning, you know, all of the new elements of hit that really weren't there last time Wash was managing a big league team. I think Wash would depend heavily on his coaching staff for that. And the thing that intrigues me about this, the fact that he's a finalist, it's a little surprising to me in that, you know, Wash with the Rangers was not interested in analytic information. He was interested in what his eyes told him and what his gut told him. And he didn't want a bunch of graphs and pie charts and stuff like that cluttering up his desk when he was trying to figure out what his lineup should be that day. That's not how he operates. Now, it could be, you know, having been, you know, with Bob Melvin in Oakland and, you know, with Brian Snitker in Atlanta, that he's ready to incorporate more of that analytic information than he was before. But he's the classic old school baseball guy. You know, I also wonder about strategically whether he will do the sort of things that you know, A.J. Preller's analytics department would tell him to do. For example, not bunt. You know, Wash was a guy who was a believer in the sacrifice bunt. Wash was a guy who was a believer in the hit and run. You know, those are two plays that, you know, have largely gone out of the game now, partially due to the emphasis on the home run, the lively ball, the fact that, you know, shifting takes away really what the hit and run is supposed to do in the first place. So, you know, it surprised me a little bit that the Padres, you know, were looking at Wash as a finalist for the job, in spite of the fact that in his managing job with the Rangers, he wasn't much interested in the analytic information. Now, I'm sure by now he's interviewed with them, and chances are, you know, like a lot of managers, like Ron Gardenhire with the Tigers is an old school guy, but now is incorporating the analytics, and Rick Renteria with the White Sox. I imagine that Wash probably falls into the category, you know, that those guys do, or, you know, they do want all the information now that's available to them, you know, whereas maybe they didn't 5 or 10 years ago.
Eric Nadel, our guest here on 97.3 The Fan. Eric, can you buy into my theory at all? Because it sounds like Ron Wash is just a good old-school baseball guy like we expected, and Jace Tingler's kind of a mix of new school and old school. Could you see the scenario that I've been kind of painting today out here, that Tingler could end up being the bench coach and Ron Washington be the manager? Could you see that?
Well, maybe. You know, Tingler would be the guy who would make Wash aware of what the analytics say in any given situation. But my guess is, and again, just totally a guess, that Wash would probably prefer having a bench coach who has been a major league manager, and who could help him out more in that way. You know, the sort of guy who the Rangers have now in Don Wakamatsu, who's been a major league manager and also is an expert on the analytic information. You know, a guy like Jeff Banister, before he came to the Rangers as a manager, he did that for Clint Hurdle. You know, a guy like that, I think, probably makes more sense specifically with Wash than Jace Tingler. But I could be wrong. You know, it could be that simply in terms of making Wash aware of what the analytics say is the most important part of it. And if it is, then Jace would probably be a really good fit. I think they'd work really well together, too, in terms of personality. And obviously they know each other, with Jace having been in the Ranger organization for a long time.
Eric, are you surprised that Ron Washington, with his success there on the field in Texas, and we talked about, you know, the issues off the field, but, you know, people nowadays, if they think you can help bring a winning ball club, they overlook a lot of that. But are you a little surprised that he hasn't had the opportunity to get a second opportunity managing?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, if Nelson Cruz catches a fly ball, you know, Wash has a World Series ring. And it has surprised me, and every time I think about it, I think that it probably goes back to the fact that Wash, you know, didn't like the analytic information when he was with Texas. You know, he didn't really want much of that. And conceivably, you know, that's the word that's out there, you know, on the street when people start calling around and asking about Wash as a manager. I don't think it has anything to do, you know, with him having had to resign to, you know, put his marriage together, you know, or a cocaine thing 5 years before that. I think that's totally irrelevant, you know, in teams making their decisions. Wash is a quality guy. He's not a bad guy. He's a guy of tremendous character. And I don't think that's the factor. I think the factor more is, will he work with the front office in implementing the analytics into making out his lineups, actually choosing the team? I don't know how he feels about the use of an opener, for example, you know, which so many teams are doing now. I haven't talked to Wash about it, so, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know how he feels. But based on how he was when he was with the Rangers previously, he might be a little more reluctant than some managers to embrace something like that.
Well, we'll see where it goes. I think one of these guys is getting the job, and I wouldn't surprise me in the least if Ron Washington got the job and Tingler ended up being his bench coach. But, hey, continued success, safe travels, enjoy Colorado, and thanks so much for the time, Eric. And always, have, when I've had the opportunity, always really enjoyed your play-by-play.
Thanks a million. And, you know, Padres fans can be content in knowing either one of those guys is going to be a great manager for them.
Hey, thank you very much. Safe travels.
Thanks a lot.
All right, back out live, Ben and Woods this morning, and I will say this. The highest compliment you can pay to at least me as a radio host, and Woods, I'd imagine you feel kind of the same, when doing an interview or a segment, if you get to where you're going and you have to stay in your car a few more minutes because you just want to hear the end.
No doubt.
I was like that yesterday. I was driving somewhere listening to that interview, and I got to where I was going, and I just thought, I want to hear the end of what Eric Nadel has to say about Ron Washington and Jace Tingler, knowing that they are the final two candidates to be the next Padres manager. So I sat there and I thought, well, let's play that again in the morning as the 97.3 The Fan Spotlight.
Yeah, that is the ultimate compliment. Or my other favorite is this. Dude, I just spit coffee all up over my window when Ben said auto loan rates. I mean, that to me, when I can get coffee on somebody's windshield on their drive to work, potentially putting themselves or others in danger, that means I did my job.
We will have certainly our own thoughts on the Padres managerial search. I think we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Of course, it was a very big sports Wednesday night. I know you didn't watch any sports, did you?
What could I have watched? Hockey?
I did. I'll tell you what I watched.
You watched sports last night.
And why I thought it was actually pretty fascinating.
Interesting.
When we come back here next, Ben Woods, Tier 1s, welcome. Good morning to you. The early 5 a.m. hour. On 97.3 The Fan. Up early with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We are about 8 minutes away from Hammer Time, when we'll be joined by assistant producer Hammer. Now, my wife Shelley, when we recorded our podcast, which I think is posting later this afternoon.
Can't wait.
With Hammer up at the Regal Siegel in Leucadia, said she's going to start getting up 10 minutes earlier. Because usually her alarm goes off at 6. But she said, I need to start getting up 10 minutes earlier to listen to Hammer Time.
You absolutely do.
But I haven't held her feet to the fire on that one yet to see if she actually is up early enough to listen to Hammer Time yet.
So was she like the rest of the ladies of our Ben and Woods crew, my wife Hannah, Paul's girlfriend Megan, and obviously Hammer's girlfriend Lauren? Was she as enamored with the Hammer the rest?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Hammer's got the thing. He's got it. Right? He's got that thing that you just, it's hard to put a finger on.
It's as much his positive attitude 100%. And outlook on life than anything.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, he's funny. He's got some very interesting insight on things.
He's self-effacing.
Yeah, thinks a little differently than the rest of us, and I appreciate that.
Cameron, do you know what self-effacing means? No, yeah, he just said F no from out
there. Try to face yourself and see if that works. Just keep turning until you're looking right at yourself, and you'll get there. So we're going to have that coming up in a couple of minutes.
His mind is blown, Ben. He has no idea what you're talking about.
I'm a Twitter guy.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time looking at tweets, if not sending them all the time. And I happen to be logged on, and on the right side of my column, I have it set up so I can see what's trending in San Diego.
I think everybody has that, no?
Well, I think you can choose, like,
in San Diego.
Yeah, you can choose where you want to see what's trending, whether it's the country or anywhere. I tend to keep it local because I want to know what people are tweeting about right here in my own backyard.
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay, do that right now, because you'll find that the number one trending topic right now in San Diego...
Hertz rental car, number one.
That's the promoted tweet above there. Actually, it's the one right below that.
It's Lakers.
Lakers, yes. And it just kind of got me thinking that, we haven't talked much about the start of the NBA season, which is just a few days away. I believe next Tuesday is when the Lakers get started. And with the rain out in the American League Championship Series yesterday...
Yeah.
No college football, no pro football Wednesday night. It was as quiet of a sports night as we've had probably since the day after the All-Star game, the 2 days after the All-Star game last summer.
Those are tough.
Just nothing going on. But there was a NBA preseason game on ESPN last night, Lakers and the Warriors.
All right.
I thought, all right, let's give it a shot. We've got nothing better to do at the moment. We're waiting for the 11 o'clock news to come up. And so I started watching a little bit of LeBron James and Anthony Davis on the floor together at Staples Center for the first time as teammates. And I must say, I know it's just a preseason game. I must say, they looked really, really good. Like, wow, okay. I wasn't sure. I was very skeptical given the struggles of the Lakers the past few years, how really mediocre, LeBron and his crew looked even last year. I mean, they were third in the conference, I think, when LeBron got hurt. But I don't think anyone was envisioning the Lakers as a true championship contender last year without some help for LeBron. I mean, you put LeBron and Anthony Davis on the same court with LeBron looking fresh, legs that have been rested from the last season. How do you stop that? Who do you guard? Neither of them. They cannot be guarded together on the court. And you've got me a little more excited here for the start of basketball season because the NBA is better, Woods, when the Lakers are relevant. I don't care if you love the Lakers or hate the Lakers. Better league when the Lakers are relevant.
Now, I've seen some spring training games where Austin Hedges absolutely mashes. So forgive me if I'm not jumping up and down about the Lakers right now in a preseason basketball game. Not really, Ben, that I would jump up and down about the Lakers anyway, because I just don't care.
Number one trending topic in San Diego.
No, Hurts, rental car.
That's the promoted tweet.
I want to talk about Hurts. How did they recover from having O.J. Simpson as their, like, you want to talk about completely distancing yourself.
Did he, like, jump over the car in those commercials?
No, he would just... Remember, he was running through the airport, and he would, like... He'd do, like, a Heisman pose. He would jump over people, and he was running. And, like, we all saw that. Kids were like, God, OJ, he is so great. He is the best. Love that guy. What a spokesman. Such for Hertz rental car.
Funny guy, you know, he's on the Naked
hysterical.
Gun. He can act.
He's great. He was great, like, when he would do, like, sideline stuff. He was phenomenal.
Monday Night Football, very personable.
Yeah, it's great. The juice.
Does make you think that you don't always know someone
else. Oh, my God.
On television,
right?
Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Which one of us is the OJ?
Not me. I'll tell you that right now. Tell you that. I would say...
Process of elimination here.
It would be you. It would be you.
You've always said that.
If there's somebody that's likely to snap and go on a killing spree, it's definitely Ben Higgins. I'm waiting for the day where he finally just is like, I've had enough of you. I've had enough of home. I'm out. Throws his phone across the room, and I'll be like, you needed that. You needed it. You got to get it out every now. Now, don't get it out like OJ got it out, obviously. But, you know, you gotta blow off steam. How does Ben Higgins blow off steam?
I'll let you know when I have some steam to blow off.
You don't get steamed.
Not usually, no.
You don't punch a wall. Have you ever punched a wall?
You know what I do, and you've probably seen it. I when I have like that excess,
I shake it out
a little bit.
Yeah,
my family, they call it flapping. Like,
yeah, you
a,
flap,
like I'm a bird.
Flap,
you
know,
like
the hands.
Yeah, just flap.
That's
my
good.
Hands a
That's
bit.
Good for you.
Shake it out. It's better than having it just inside, like eating you away.
I'll punch a wall.
Okay,
I'll pop like real quick.
See, I don't have to pay to repair anything.
That's
when
true.
I just shake it out a little bit.
Yeah, like, might be some knuckle imprints in my refrigerator. You know, it happens.
True.
Better than someone else.
Each of them special memories in your life.
Exactly right.
Something that didn't go well.
The Flyers hockey team actually started a rage room this year.
Oh.
So fans can go in and smash things.
Fans can.
Oh, not the players. The fans.
No, fans, yeah.
They have hockey sticks that they can go to town on stuff with?
There's one of those somewhere. And I remember seeing a story where they have a car inside with sledgehammers. And you can go up to the car and grab a sledgehammer and... boom on the hood or break the glass or whatever. Like, you got a mask on and stuff and protective gear. But if you need to just go get it out,
yeah,
I think that's a really good idea.
They offer hockey sticks, bats, sledgehammers for their 44-year-long Stanley Cup drought for fans.
What are the Padres doing?
Wow. What an idea.
I hope marketing listening.
Isn't San Diego too laid back? It's the weather's too nice to need a rage room at Petco Park?
How big would the rage room have to be at Petco Park for the 50 years of futility?
Oh, would Friar Phil just live in there? It's just
Friar Phil just live. This place is amazing. I love it. He's the greeter. Welcome to the Padres Rage Room. I'm Friar Phil.
Season tickets, so you want to sit behind home plate, down the first baseline. Can I just get a season ticket inside
the Rage Room? Yeah, I think that's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Speaking of brilliant ideas, let's do this.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
You just pulled a reverse Ben on me.
How so?
You know how I steer the conversation back to sports when you start getting off track?
Yes.
I wanted to talk about the Lakers. You clearly didn't. Uh-huh. And you just very gently steered us through somehow Hurts to O.J. Simpson to rage rooms. And I totally,
into hammer time.
Totally lost track of my Lakers conversation. Was talking about how good LeBron and Anthony Davis looked. I was going to hop onto the Houston Rockets then with James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Didn't get anywhere near the topics that I was going to talk about.
We're not talking about preseason basketball.
Bend me on that and just took over the conversation.
We are not talking about preseason basketball in here. I refuse. Refuse.
Good morning, Hammer.
Great morning. What's
your
going
time?
On?
It's all right, Hammer time.
So, probably when I was like 10 years old, when I started like first like really getting into music, I used to always like when I listen, I would put myself in the person like Big Sean's rapping. I would think that I am the guy rapping in front of like my school, and I was putting on a performance. I used to do this all the time. Well, then there's the movie, I guess it just came out this year, called Yesterday.
Yeah.
The guy, like, does the basically what I used to do growing up, and he just becomes the Beatles and becomes famous.
Right.
Because the entire rest of the world has forgotten.
They forgot about
it. I wanted to see that, never got around to it.
Same here. I think it's a really good premise, and I've heard good things about it.
It's a great premise. I've done it my whole life. I think it's a genius idea.
So you'd be, like, the only one who remembers Eminem's song.
Because I could only be Eminem. Like, I can't. Steal Lil Wayne's lyrics. Can you imagine this white Jewish kid just being Lil Wayne? And I'd have to go Eminem. Honestly, I'd probably just like get a group of friends and just be Blink-182. That'd be my move. What would be your move?
What band?
Like, if you could steal a talent, no one knows that they ever existed. Michael Jackson, you can get his dance moves. Elvis Presley.
I think I'd steer clear of Michael Jackson, probably.
You get his talents. Hammer. Just his talents.
Still, I'm steering clear of Michael Jackson and his talents.
That's funny because I have another very questionable choice that I'd want his talents.
O.J. Simpson.
No, Tiger Woods.
Tiger
I'd want to have the Tiger Woods golf ability.
Are you doing just music or?
Oh, no, you can do it all.
Anything? Yeah, baseball. Yeah, I'd be a big league baseball. But yo, Derek Jeter.
I want Tiger Woods on and off the field. I don't care what you say, Ben. What that guy did on and off the field is absolutely incredible. If I could live that life.
God, isn't that weird, too? The guy played.
But I don't want to be.
He played lights out.
You know,
when he
Tiger
was
also
that
has
life.
A reputation for being kind of.
A jerk.
Not a good tipper. You know, I want to have the Phil Mickelson personality with the Tiger Woods game.
But wasn't Phil kind of an a-hole, too?
Well, he. Just because he still likes, you know. He likes paying low taxes on making millions.
Yeah.
And is supportive of Dean Spanos still because he's a Chargers fan. That's annoying to people in San Diego. Ultimately, though, the guy is a huge tipper. I mean, he's funny.
Gregarious.
So he's you know, good personality and good family guy. You know, you always wonder what skeletons are in that closet.
Sure.
But at this point, he's been around for 35, 40 years.
Yeah,
he's been relatively
unscathed.
In the spotlight.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's been some, what is it, the insider trading.
Yeah.
It's all just making money for Phil, though. But personality-wise, you know, I like Phil's personality.
I like that thing, Hammer, but it's funny because I still will drive home and I'll have a song cranked up and I'll still put myself on stage singing it in front of people.
Like, oh, I switched it up. Now I perform it on the radio. Like, I pretend like I'm in here and this is how I get noticed. That is how I, like, when I listen to music
now.
Would
it be weird to, like, want, like, Meryl Streep's acting ability?
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean,
she's just really good.
She is really good. No, I think that's fine. I think that's fine. It, when you started to say it, I questioned it, but no, she's a phenomenal actor. What about Denzel? Like, I'd love to have his acting ability, or there's a million of them. But I think, Hammer, this brings up a good bit idea. If you really want to rap on the radio, all you have to do is just say so, and we'll let you flow.
That's not the whole point of this. Becoming Big Sean, because what Big Sean does is glorious, and if that could be me, I mean, one of a kind.
I do like the idea of stealing somebody's talent and taking it, and you've never heard of them, and you steal their talent.
Bruno Mars always comes to mind.
Right?
Are you kidding me? Did you not see that guy at the halftime show?
I did. It's fine.
That's one of the better like Super Bowl halftime.
He's fine.
Type
yeah, he's fine.
He's not
fine.
Just
he's
fun.
A crowd pleaser.
He is. It's past my generation. I'm like in my mind. I'm like, ooh, what if I could be Jimmy Page? And you have no idea who Jimmy Page is.
I have no idea who Jimmy Page is.
Exactly. All right. If you want to rap, just say it, and I'll let you rap. We'll let you come in
here. Well, I don't have a freestyle on the top of my head. That's the thing. Like, when I'll be in my car, actually, that's not true.
Do you freestyle?
I freestyle all the time when I'm in my car.
I need a freestyle. I got to have it.
I never write it down, but basically when I hear a beat, I'll kind of like turn down it a little bit so the lyrics don't get in my way.
Okay.
And then I'll just go as far as possible.
I have an idea, too.
Fridays at 7:50.
No, that's yours.
No, I can't freestyle.
Can you freestyle if we give a beat?
Yeah, probably real quick. I got something just on the top of my head.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Do we got a beat? Can we get a beat? Is it easy to get a beat? Because I'll wait for this. This is like the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'll just randomly do it.
Yeah, just randomly, it's called, Ben, do you know what freestyling is?
It's like making up rap right
on the
top
spot.
Of your
and
head,
they used
right?
to do it. Yeah. Like Biggie and Tupac have one. And
seems like it'd be hard.
That's how Eminem got it big.
That's how
man.
Eminem got it big. Yeah, that's Mile. How he hit it big. That if you've never seen 8 Mile, but just off the top of his head, like battling back
that's
and forth.
That's what we're doing, except it doesn't rhyme.
That's
and we're talking about sports.
We are very freestyly. I mean, we
yeah,
are.
Absolutely.
But it's not, it's sounds really cool when put to music. My skin is tingling. I'm waiting for
all
this.
All right, well, we don't have time for it
we
now.
We don't? Right now, we don't?
I don't think so.
How much time
30
do we
seconds.
Have?
30 seconds for the rest of my life?
Yep, there you go.
Go.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking so reckless. I'm number one fan of the Houston Texans. Bought my girl a necklace. It was expensive and oh, man. That's all, kind of all I got.
That's
right
now. That's
great.
Really good
start.
Dude, I'm not
like
mad at that at all.
Reckless and Texans is great.
That's not that bad.
We're right, trying really get going.
We got thoughts. Padres down to the final two for the next manager. It's Ben Woods. 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.